What it do, Tech HQ?
Welcome back to the Tech HQ podcast with your hosts, me, Kwaku,
Brandon,
and Kwaku.
And today we have some special guests with us.
Sebastian.
Amina.
Hi, guys. Hey. And today we're talking about music. So we all love music. We all listen to music. Let's just go straight to the icebreaker. What's your song and album of the month?
Oh, shoot. That's tough. Album of the month? Oh, like just my favorite album, basically? Or is it like going to drop this year?
Like what's been on repeat like this month?
Oh, Future's album. I don't know what it's called, but
the one with Metro Boomin?
Yeah. And the favorite, like the song of the month, is probably GTA by that from that album.
I haven't listened to the whole thing yet.
But yeah, it's so good. Yeah,
I like that. Like,
maybe so
song.
Sick.
Still, I'd say lately I've been like struggling to find like a song that like hooks me for the month. But I'm gonna say for the future, it's gonna be that Beyonce album that comes out tomorrow.
Oh.
And my song of the month, I don't even have one. Let's go with "Single Ladies" by Beyonce.
Wow, you're really Beyonce today.
Yeah.
I don't know a song. My song of the month is One of the Girls by The Weeknd.
Oh, really?
Probably.
That's
and then
that's a good one.
My play album, that in the car,
my album. I don't have one. I'll say Future, I guess. But yeah, I don't have one.
Great year.
I can't think of a song of the month, but I've listened to Alone at Prom on repeat like
so good, my, like the whole album.
Yeah,
really,
it's a really good album.
It does, it also has the same, so it's like good.
My album of the month is probably Vultures, Kanye, and Ty Dolla $ign. Song of the month, that's a little hard, but the first one that came to mind is that Burning Like a Candlelight song.
Sound is good.
Yeah. So, Apple Music or Spotify?
Apple Music.
Apple Music.
Spotify.
Spotify. Can we get a Y though?
Oh, really?
It's just better.
It's just better.
The layout's better.
It's cleaner.
Easier to use.
Only the layout's better.
That's it.
The layout's better. You have the karaoke feature now.
That's just like,
I'd be using.
Okay, and what does Spotify have that Apple Music doesn't?
We have cooler features.
We have premium. Yeah. Exactly why we music doesn't need a premium.
We can have a free Spotify.
Free Spotify is so bad. You can't even pick what
you can have.
If you're homeless, you had no money, you can't use Apple Music.
I would use
Apple Music is premium in itself.
Okay, but anyways, what else do we have? We have the Rewind.
And we have more listeners.
We have triple you guys.
Oh yeah, we do have double listeners.
What does that have to do with the app?
That means the app is better.
No, it does not.
People don't have iPhones.
Also, there is a karaoke feature, but it's only for certain songs.
And Apple Music now is for like pretty much all of them.
We still have.
It's
just better.
I think you get more bang for your buck with Apple Music.
Are you serious? I think so.
And you can do like the little family plan. I mean, I guess
you can make collaborative plans.
Yeah, you can do that too.
We can do that.
Can you?
Yeah.
Sometimes it doesn't work, but.
Yeah, and like I have an iPhone, so like why wouldn't I have Apple? I feel like that just makes sense. Like, hey Siri, you play something, like it'll start playing something. Like, it's like easy to
use. Well, if you have other devices, also you can do the same thing with Spotify. I can like, hey Siri, play on Drake. Start playing Drake.
They get you there. That's exactly the thing. Like on his Mac, he can just easily play Apple Music. Like it's
simple. And I can upload my own songs like onto my Apple, my Mac, and like just send it straight to Apple Music. And I can listen to it on all devices.
Probably, probably can too.
Probably.
probably but not confirmed. So. I think Apple Music won that round.
Yeah, I agree.
Let me move
better. And what's your favorite genre?
Oh man, probably R&B. I listen to rap, but like not a lot. The only rapper I really listen to is YoungBoy, obviously. But
only one.
Yeah, like really, like I'm in Future too, but I listen to more R&B than I listen to rap.
We're in a Cactus Jack show. Where do you rank Cactus Jack?
Mr. Jack himself.
He's up there.
He's definitely up there.
Is he top five?
Yeah.
He's that top Travis three. Scott or
top yeah. three? Top three, probably not.
Not top three.
Top three?
He's top five for you.
Top five, yeah.
Travis Scott in the top three is kind of crazy.
What was the question?
Favorite genre.
Oh, probably R&B or like rap, hip-hop.
Yeah. So are you excited for Beyonce's Country album?
No, I'm not.
I thought that that was your most anticipated
film. It is, just because I'm saying that, because I have, like, you know, I hope that she's going to exceed my expectations, but I'm not excited for it. Like, maybe. I'm excited that it's Beyonce. I'm not excited for the music that's, like, actually coming out of it. But maybe that'll change, you know?
R&B. Yeah, R&B. Yeah, I think that's close, though.
I think R&B is a really, like, nice genre. I like to, like, sing sometimes, you know, like, it really, like, exercises my vocals when I hear a nice high note.
Who would you like to, like, sing the most, like, Ariana Grande or?
Oh, yeah. Favorite high notes to hit, Quagan.
Favorite like, notes? Favorite song.
That's kind of hard.
I think some throwbacks hit, like, some, like, Heart Attack by Demi Lovato.
Oh, you know? Yeah, you got that Demi Lovato. But, like, that's not really a high note, though.
Adele.
Quiggle.
Yeah,
you're
hitting
that.
Yeah, Bruno Mars.
Yeah, Bruno Mars.
Like, what happened to him?
He's good.
I see him perform, but like his old songs.
Is that making no music?
Why?
PTSD.
I'll sing some Under the Influence.
Chris Brown is good.
When's that concert?
It's in June.
Can't go to Florida and the go to my son's guy. Yeah, I don't work enough for that.
Speaking of concerts, like if you could see any artist live,
Young Boy,
dead or alive? Okay, you say Young Boy,
100%, bro. Just imagine the atmosphere, bro. Like it would be crazy.
God, it's weed.
No, it would be crazy. Like that would just
Bryson,
be
you would die. Yeah,
either Brent or Travis Scott.
Oh, really? I
went to the Brent concert. It was only an hour long. I was so mad, bro. It was good. But just an hour.
Rate that concert on a scale of 1 to 10. I would go to.
It was my first concert and my only concert, so I'd say a 10. And I love Brent too, so it was just so tough.
That was probably good. I'd go to that.
And he had like, it wasn't like he had like a whole band behind him, so it was like, not just like out the speakers. You know how like artists do that and just talk over their songs and stuff.
Yeah.
And then he had like someone had a whole guitar solo and stuff. Like that's just so cool.
I would see that.
Did he perform that Needed song?
No.
That's like my favorite Brent song, I think.
Save your Brent, don't even think of me now.
Oh, everybody answered. Yeah, did you answer?
Rihanna. Oh, I said it before you even answered. Yeah, I would give everything to see the lady perform.
Yeah, oh I would say Rihanna probably, because that's like a rare event. Like, she does not mess with music.
I would see Beyonce again, too, 100%. Like, if she went on a concert, like, again, I'd pay $1,000 to go see her. For sure.
Actually, mine reminds me of Says I'm Lying.
Oh, Says I'm Lying.
You could have saw it.
I could have saw it, yeah. I was, like, very close, but, like, the tickets were, like, a little much.
I would see that, too.
This is a good one.
How much were they?
Like,
last year, I also would have
saw like
Doja
Cat.
Was it for like the floor or
the seats? It doesn't even matter. Wherever you're at, it's going to be good. Unless you're like.
But like, I seen it. I've seen other people's stories and yeah, it was sad.
Was it the MGM one in Boston?
Yeah.
Any seat would be good because like it's a small place. So yeah,
you she was like floating on a cloud and everything.
Yeah. That is scary. Imagine being an artist doing that.
Beyonce was riding a horse in the sky.
What's in the sky?
It was like in the air. It wasn't this guy.
Where she was like levitating.
Some highlights. She was in the air.
I saw Beyonce riding a tank. That was like it.
Nah, the tank got stuck. I'm at concert. The tank got stuck, so they had to like push it up for her. I was like, oof.
If I had the money, maybe a Drake concert.
But I feel like a Drake concert wouldn't be that much.
Really? 500.
I feel like he shouldn't be charging that much. Like, you know, everybody's gonna go.
Cause like a Beyonce concert, like that's like a stadium. Like that's like a big event. Drake is just like,
no, Drake's a big event.
That's it is big. Like, I've seen like paper airplanes going across. Like, you seen that? Like, that was so cool.
I think a Drake concert shouldn't be more than like, oh, I mean,
that's like a big
event. Yeah. Top five albums all time. We could do top three.
Yeah, top three.
That's
top three. Yeah, top three.
Renaissance.
Blonde.
Give me a second.
Top.
Let me check.
Damn, that's a hard question.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to. I know Blonde is definitely up there.
Trap like, Soul.
All right. Let me reword that. Like, name. He said Trap Soul.
Why does Camila Cabello and Playboi Carti have a song?
It's bad.
I like the.
Are we serious?
Her part is bad. Cardi's part was good. It's like she, the chorus is just bad. It's like I love it. I love, no, I'm not even doing it, bro. It's so bad.
Oh, Anti by Rihanna. That's definitely up there.
Let me reword it. Like three albums that like would define your music taste.
Oh.
That's
better. Oh, that's a good question.
I just said Alone at Prom, Blonde and Top.
Alone at Prom's top three?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I say Take Care, then Into by Sonder, and then Sonder Son by Preface.
That's good.
That Rihanna one.
That Rihanna
one. I don't know.
Tribe Soul Anniversary.
That's two.
It's CLB.
Anniversary by
really, CLB.
Bryson Tiller.
Yeah. CLB's in your top three.
I think so.
Are we serious?
Wow. Then I like that.
Brandon, wow. Terrible take. Terrible take. Oh my god. Give him terrible take.
It's not even my top 20.
I like CLB.
It's just
crazy. You stayed up to like 4 a.m. to listen
because
to
it's Drake, but it's not even like a top Drake album.
It just brings back memories, like
yeah,
like when you listen. When, I don't know.
Life I mean, I don't think the album's bad. It's but like
top three is not top three, but defining your music taste. Yikes.
That's hard. Cause
that be, that Rihanna album.
Actually, I'm lying. Control. It has to be in my top three.
Oh yeah.
Take
yeah,
out yeah, anniversary, take out Brandon. Yeah.
I feel like Control very much speaks to you, Brandon. Wow, that's really hard.
I know, you that's didn't even hard. Have one
line. That's hard.
Need my phone to look?
Yeah.
Hood Hottest Princess by Sexy Red.
Oh, that's a great
For
one.
All the dogs.
Oh, wait, no.
I'm lying.
Yeah. I definitely want to put The Weeknd album up there because, like, I be messing with The Weeknd. I'm going to say The Highlights because it has all his hits on it.
That, no, that doesn't count. Sebastian, name a Tyler, the Creator album.
Listen to him like that.
Are we serious?
Yeah.
That one's good. I guess I'll say that.
I'm going to say Beauty Behind the Madness by The Weeknd. Either that or After Hours.
No, Beauty Behind the Madness. Stick with that one.
Wow, that's a really good question, actually. I'll come back to that.
Yeah. I can, yeah. All right. Like three is not enough for that question.
Let's do a little tier list. So, you got Legend, Superstar, and Maiden. Legend, Superstar, good, and mid. And we're going to start with an obvious legend, Kanye.
Legend.
He said, he literally said it.
That's an obvious
he
legend.
He biased on legend.
I didn't put legend. Quake, you put legend. So, hey. I just said superstar, good, mid. Bryson Tiller.
Good. Legend.
Be serious.
Good.
Superstar. He's not a superstar to me.
He's good. SZA.
Superstar, for sure.
Do you think like that she's like borderline?
I would say between good and superstar because she's not.
I feel like, this should, like the I last like two could be in between good and superstar, but since I'd say superstar, SOS is everywhere. Like you turn on the radio, you're bound to
even
that,
in stores.
So.
Yeah, I think she's definitely a superstar. Doja Cat.
Mid.
No,
wow.
No.
Terrible.
Good. Quick, are you serious?
Superstar.
She Quake. Definitely is. I mean, she's like, mid. She's digressed, but like, she definitely at her peak.
She so was, she was a legend.
She,
at her peak, she was like,
good. At her no, peak, at her star. Peak, she was a superstar. So superstar. You couldn't go anywhere without hearing a song.
Yeah.
She's mid.
Cool, but I still think, saying she's a superstar is insane. She's good
at
mid.
At like, where she's good right now.
I say she's mid. I don't know.
Right now, mid, but like, in the last like year, good, I guess.
Brent Faiyaz.
He's a superstar.
He's not big enough to be
he's,
a superstar.
Yeah, he's
I
good.
Feel.
I think he is.
He's been underground for a long time. Yeah, I would
like,
say superstar.
He's been underground for a long time. Yeah. It hasn't come like up.
It's like
but I would say, like personally, I think he's like a superstar. Good. But he's not.
He's like a star.
Like if there's a song comes on, like I'll be like, oh, that's nice.
You don't even like him like that.
I'll listen to like that needed song. Like that's
the song. One song.
Let me see how many Brent songs I have in my life.
Five
right
max,
now.
Not including features.
I don't know how to check this on a Mac.
You're so rich, Quavo.
Yeah, I have no idea how to check that on a Mac actually.
Five.
So, right.
But So what'd you say? You said
Mid.
You said Brent is
For
mid.
oh,
I
I thought we were on
said
Doja Cat
superstar.
still.
He's
superstar.
He really
Brent's superstars? I
think
he's a
star. I feel like he should be legend, to be honest, but
no,
not a lot of bro. He should be.
He came up like from underground like 2 years ago.
Cardi B.
Oh, legend.
Cardi's legend.
Yeah.
I'm like superstar.
I'd say good.
I'm gonna say good.
I say nowadays she's like good, but in her prime, superstar for sure.
She was
yeah, oh,
superstar
sure.
for sure.
She had like hits after hits.
Yeah. Nowadays,
Quick
good.
God.
No, I mean, it's
hits
true.
After hits is an exaggeration.
Quick, it's true.
That's
you're just a hater.
In her prime?
In her prime, hit after hit.
She's
that whole
been out for like 4 years.
That whole
four,
invasion
like
of privacy, hit after hit after hit after hit. Don't play. Hit after hit after hit.
Lauryn Hill.
Legend.
Oh. Yeah, I say for
I
people,
like,
she's
yeah,
like a legend.
Like, yeah,
but
yeah.
me personally, I'd say like.
Good.
No, I'd say like superstar, but like.
I don't listen.
I don't really
to
listen
for me to break, to be honest.
Oh, Brandon didn't even know who that was.
Yeah.
I say,
but for the
I know
people,
who she
legend,
is, but I don't listen
sure.
to her like that.
And maybe she dropped more than like two albums.
She dropped like one.
She has one.
She has one. She has a collaboration one.
Yes, the Fugees.
The Fugees.
Yeah.
Yeets.
Yeet.
Good. I mess with him.
I'd say,
oof, mid, bottom tier.
He's a star.
He's on top of the world. Like
whatever
he's
the
not,
bottom of the list.
Superstar.
He got that song with Drake. He had that money
Who,
so
you,
big.
He's good. He's
been
good.
Missing
good.
Every single.
It's funny, like if Cardi B has his on top of
If you
his,
ask your mom
like,
who Yeet is, she's going to be so loud.
Okay, but my mom.
Yeet was like another Ice Spice. Like, he was worse than Ice Spice. He was famous for like a week and it's died down.
That is not true.
And no.
I think he's good.
He's
on the same tier.
He's big, but.
He just dropped the album.
Is Ice Spice
no
on
noise. Zero noise.
Is Ice Spice on
that? Not true. She's not, but Ice Spice next. Superstar right
Oof,
now.
Man.
Right now she's a
swan.
Right now you can put Ice Spice's name on anything that's going viral.
Awful. No, you can't.
Yes, you can. Yeah. That's being biased.
Ass.
That's
trash.
In her prime though, she was definitely like
she's still in her prime.
I don't know.
I don't know.
She just hasn't like that much. She had everybody talking about thank you the you're not even the fart like bro.
That was
like
legend.
A month ago.
It was
TikTok
poop
carried
it.
That song. Nice.
Okay,
30
TikTok carried
5 seconds of that song is good. The rest is actual like.
Hater.
Next,
that was very bitter. Playboi Carti,
he's a
good.
Legend.
I liked him.
I feel like
bro,
he,
everyone,
I feel
everyone
he's
loves
a
him. Everyone knows him, and he's his music's good. I just don't like how like.
Like, yeah, like
I don't
some,
like his like
how
he's a person. He's a bad person, bro. Like he's a narcissist. Literally, he was about to make an album called
Narcissist.
Like that's crazy.
I think he's good.
He's a superstar.
Yeah, I'd say good.
I say legend. I feel
if
like
there was
a
tier.
A
nah,
I think there should be a star.
Nah, but he like defined a whole genre. I feel like good is the star.
That is
tier.
Very
yeah.
true.
Yeah, like he defined a whole like.
But
well,
like,
kind
I feel
of
like he's
him,
not
but,
big enough to be a legend though.
Like he has
like legend on his own scale. I feel like. Cause legend, how are we putting Kanye West and Playboi Carti in the same
That's
category?
I mean, they be collaborating with each other. Like
he could be a superstar. He could be
yeah,
a, I think he could
yeah.
be. He's like borderline.
I think he's a superstar.
Legend is a stretch. Cause no way.
NBA YoungBoy,
legend.
Oh,
100%.
Good. He's good.
Mid. Bro, are we serious?
Yes, he's another borderline.
Mid.
Bro, he's
superstar.
A legend.
Yeah,
I
listen
to him. I feel like he never got big enough to be a superstar.
Mm-hmm. Are
he's
we serious?
In jail, like,
no, he used to be.
No,
are we serious?
I don't think he was ever a superstar.
Really?
Are we
no.
serious?
No, in his prime, like yeah.
Definitely
2018
not.
Young Boy.
I can't
what
name.
What Young Boy songs?
Song?
Yeah.
Me too.
Okay,
I'm
NBA Young Boy.
What
I,
Young Boy songs
like
have
name.
Ever played on the radio?
Well, they don't play
his
music on the radio. Because everyone hates him.
Yeah, he's very problematic.
Zach, what kind of legend is he?
He still gets numbers though.
I would say, yeah,
he gets
numbers.
You're
no,
only
starting.
His numbers.
Well, I'm not
for sure.
Is the Weeknd on there?
Legend.
No, but legend. The Weeknd's a legend.
Legend.
Superstar.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Superstar.
What?
Borderline legend.
Well,
legend
yeah,
for sure.
Borderline legend. He's on the.
He did.
Yeah, Drake's
time
a legend. And the Weeknd's a legend.
Ah, come on.
Like the Weeknd has hits on top. He's like the male Rihanna.
No,
Drake's
not
a legend.
The male Rihanna.
I think Drake's a legend. Because like the way
yeah.
like in terms of like the way that they have like hits on top of it, like hits like they both did the Super Bowl like only legends
yeah and they've been year. Making music for a while
yeah
Rihanna more than him obviously but
yeah Future
legend.
Good
superstar
star
legend
it's not a tier
okay what'd you say
star but I guess
star and good are like basically the same thing
superstar
yeah
superstar.
Yeah,
I think superstar.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, he has a big fan base, right?
He's good, bro.
I feel like Future doesn't have a fan base, but like he's very good like to support other artists like on Future.
Who Future?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like a 21.
Ooh. No. 21 Savage is like good. Future is like superstar, I would say.
Ooh. In his prime, maybe.
Lil Baby.
Oof, mid. Trash mid, mid. Bottom of the barrel.
Okay, in his peak.
Superstar.
In his prime. He's
a superstar.
I mean, in his prime, he was everywhere. Are we serious?
Okay, prime, and his prime,
serious.
He was, I would say
he
good.
Was literally
I would
quick, say like, are you serious? Prime,
that freestyle song.
Okay, he's
between something to prove, nah.
Between superstar good and superstar. No. Yeah. But now
that
he's
whole, it's only
like,
me
right
album.
Now, he's done. Third. His
absolutely
career is done now.
You're insane.
You gotta leave him in the past.
Wow,
he fell off so bad. He's been a young boy. So.
Terrible. That's why no, the tickets. Everyone,
you genuinely think Lil Baby's better than Young Boy?
Yeah, yeah. I'm being so serious.
Right now, you think Baby's one flow, that one flow is what's better than Young.
He's better than one flow. One
bro,
flow.
He only has one flow.
Mm-hmm. So does Young Boy.
Are we serious?
Okay,
Young Boy.
Are you serious?
His one flow is better than all Young Boys' flows. So
are we?
Matter.
That's yeah. Actually crazy.
Yeah, shout out my little boy.
Bro, he has so much flow.
He loves that.
Like,
man, go all those Lil Baby songs like you didn't even hear. You want me to name them again? You can go song for song with him.
Lil Baby is absolutely.
I promise you,
Superstar is insane. Are you serious?
I think he's a
in his peak, superstar. Like no question, he was a superstar. Like now he fell off like a little bit, but
a little bit. You just said two lies in one.
He was a borderline superstar.
Are we serious?
You, how's he board, so? Who do you consider prime. A superstar? You consider you said Youngboy was a superstar, or you said good?
He's a superstar.
Okay,
and he's prime. Good. He's a superstar.
How was Young Lil Baby has way more hits?
No, because remember when.
I mean, Lil Baby's definitely better than Young Boy.
Okay, but numbers and fan base wise, Young Boy like.
Quick, that's not true.
Yes,
Lil Baby has
no
more
Young Boy puts up
entries.
Crazy
if you ask a random person on the street if they listen to Baby more or Young Boy, what are they gonna say?
Young
Boy.
Actually, it depends.
No!
Where you go. It depends where you go.
It depends, definitely Baby.
Everybody's gonna say Baby. Like,
bro,
no question.
If you go today, right now, like in this time,
we can ask.
Bro, nobody's saying Lil Baby, bro. Nobody
can ask the outsiders.
Well, everyone's just gonna follow everyone. You know,
Lil Baby, Young Boy.
That's what I'm saying.
Lil Baby, nobody wanted to get in that episode, but like, bro, Lil Baby was like on top of the world.
I'm talking about
I'm
right
saying.
Now. Right now. Right now.
Okay.
Right now, Lil Baby.
They both fell off, though.
Amino was trying to say that in his prime, he was never a superstar. I mean, that's not true.
You can't lie. He's like good at this. Mid like, is crazy.
Good, but.
Okay, but right now, Lil Baby,
Young
Boy.
I'm not going
to
lie to you.
He's getting insane. Thank you, Kendall. Okay. Lil Durk.
Horrible.
How did you make the mid, list? Bro. Bottom zero.
He is, no, like, he's so bad, bro.
No, he's so,
so did you hear him playing?
No.
Oh my god.
Are we serious? Who put? Did you put that?
Not
in there?
Enough.
Next.
Oh, I'm better find that, bro.
I would say for Dirk.
Don't
right
say
now. I'd say mid. He hasn't dropped a song that's really like rap.
We'll see in his prime.
Good.
He's borderline.
In his prime, he was.
Don't let superstar come out.
I don't know if he ever reached. I think it was like borderline superstar.
Like,
it was
are you
like,
serious, bro?
It was like always behind Lil Baby.
Are we serious?
He was always behind Lil Baby. So I don't know if I could play him in superstar.
That's shit.
Sexy Red.
Oh, horrible. Legend, superstar.
Borderline.
Wow,
borderline
mid,
star.
You
mid.
Hate black people.
Mid.
No.
I say star.
I actually.
No, borderline star. Borderline star.
I say legend. I feel like she
I
made
say
a name.
Legend.
If she's a legend, Ice Spice is a legend.
Oh.
Is a legend.
No.
There's no way Sexy
no.
Red is a legend.
Now, being real, she's
that's
good.
Actually crazy.
But I feel like that's like, depending
like
on your taste.
Superstar.
Like
I wouldn't say
superstar.
If we're being real, I wouldn't say superstar. You ask some random person on the street who's Sexy Red, they're not going to be Sexy
I mean, she's going to fall off in like 6 months from now.
You're gonna say that in 6 months, but
no, quick, don't say no superstar. She's real good though. Like if you're asking me, she a star. She's a legend in my book, but like no, hell no.
She's on her way up, you know.
That's
6'9".
I'm not going back.
Prime,
then, bro, you were so good.
In
he was so good back then. I'm not going.
He was
so tough.
In his prime, he might have been a superstar.
Nah, in his prime,
6'9" hit
superstar,
but Lil Baby didn't.
Yes, bro. Back then,
yes. Dude, yes.
Yeah, no, yes.
6ix9ine
was six
so
nine
good. Was
getting billions of like.
Are we dead ass?
No, like, Lil Baby
yes,
hits,
bro.
Like hits.
Quigu, but 6ix9ine had like the popularity with him
like
too.
He,
Lil Baby
after he got out of jail, he had like 2 million views
no,
on Instagram
no.
Live.
Like
so
people were like
has,
inter, people were entertained by 6ix9ine. Like people would go
yes,
and like on the news and seek out 6ix9ine, seeking out Lil Baby. Nobody like.
No. 6ix9ine had a higher peak than Lil Baby. That would
absolutely.
Be
absolutely. The fall off of 6ix9ine could be
like
study. The fall off of Lil Baby, nobody's going to.
I might listen to when we get off
the podcast. Baby.
I don't know, little baby, too. I beat.
Any talk down on Gunna, baby. Talk calling him a snitch and stuff. That's crazy. Like you can't talk about.
Yeah, that was oh yeah, that. I wasn't messing with that. But 6ix9ine, I would say in his peak, probably
superstar.
Borderline superstar, maybe superstar. Gunna was a hit. He had that PP song.
Kuda.
I don't know.
Tante, Kiki. We sound like stupid.
You're so stupid. Whoa, Lil Baby's on here twice. Quit, you did that.
Oh, you love Lil Baby.
Nicki Minaj.
Unfortunately, a legend.
Sadly, legend.
Next question.
I really don't
like question. Next question. Next question.
Absolute legend.
Next question.
I don't listen. This is the last one. Gunna.
Legend.
Mid. Superstar. Good, good.
You said legend?
Good, I think superstar. Good, superstar. Good. Superstar. Because if I put Lil Baby, like,
superstar. Yeah.
He just I feel like miss. Lil Baby and Gunna go hand in hand. Yeah, so you can't like, really say, you can't put
you
Lil can, Baby
and Gunna hand in hand, the street,
bro. Like in their primes, I mean.
Quick, you walk down the street, be like, ask like a 25-year-old, like, who's Gunna? They have no clue. Like,
yes, they do.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
He's not like under the
this is crazy.
Absolutely not.
Gunna is so
I feel like
Gunna is
more versatile than Lil Baby, mm-hmm. too. Like, you could put Gunna on more.
You tell me who don't know mm-hmm. Gunna? Yeah, they do.
Everyone loves Gunna.
It's so tough.
Like, how can you not like him? Like, how is he bad to you?
Gunna's
like,
for ages 21 and below.
I mean, that's
definitely not shit. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Anyways, let's go into like some verses. SZA v Summer.
Summer.
Sebastian, you're the tiebreaker because you like Summer Walker better.
I think if we're going off albums,
this was better.
SZA.
I don't know. Last Day of Summer is my top five.
SZA.
Nah.
If we're going off album, it's SZA. SOS, we say this all the time. Nostalgia factor. Like, everybody loves like, that. And SOS good. Is on top of the world. Like,
SZA's definitely.
Summer Walker has never made noise like
she's
that.
Not compared to like, SZA. Not talking about, like, popularity. Like,
but that's a factor like, that I'm talking music. About. Like, music-wise, I would still say. Like, Summer Walker's, like, straight, like, R&B. Look at my girl SZA. In the ride that I'm watching you fall, get a kick out of missing your clothes. Rock music, R&B, she make a hip hop like. She went. That's she's a good
SZA. I'm gonna need a tiebreaker seven.
Bro, I feel like SZA's like she's more commercial, but I feel like Summer Walker is like where
like you like feel
like yeah. I feel it in my ear. It's really nice.
I feel SZA in the heart.
That's what I'm saying. That's just you. Like if you were to take all her little popularity commercial aside, like David. You can feel that like, shit in the heart. Look at Brandon. Look at the way he gets when he be singing Open Arms. Like,
I feel like Still Over It like speaks more to me than like Control.
First, yeah.
You just don't like Control like that. You like two songs.
But Control's a good album.
Control's a good album.
You only like a great album. Two. If you were to re-listen to Control like the way you re-listen to like random like music and stuff like that, you would like it more. But you just don't.
I do. We can listen to Control later, anyways.
You have a solo answer. I don't know. I'm gonna have to do some research.
Doing some research.
You know, because like,
he was saying
like,
but
yeah, I thought he was saying Summer last.
He's like a real music. They're both listener. Like good. Like
my argument was good, so now he doesn't have an answer.
Yeah, right. I don't know, man. It's like
so. Are you going with SZA?
I feel like I listen to Summer Walker more, so I was going to say
not good enough.
Drake versus Kendrick.
Drake.
Because like that it's little beat, yeah. But Kendrick supposedly has a whole diss track song. That's what Aiden said, so waiting for that to drop.
Drake v. Kanye.
Kanye.
Drake.
I'm saying Drake.
You know, I don't like Kanye. Drake's a phony. Kanye makes real music.
What?
I prefer not to answer.
You know the answer.
He makes real music.
You know, next question.
Yeah, his answer is Drake.
Next question.
Tory Lanez versus Megan Thee Stallion.
Tory
who
Lanez.
Who watched that? Next question.
Like, he has to be in
jail. Wait, okay, so better question. Now. Cardi next. B versus Megan Thee Stallion.
Cardi B.
Cardi, yeah.
Yeah, I can't do Megan. But she put Tory Lanez in jail for 10 years.
Sebastian,
bro.
Don't piss
ten,
me off.
10 years, bro. She put Tory Lanez in jail for 10 years.
Tory Lanez put himself in jail for 10 years.
He did not
shoot her. Are we serious?
He did not shoot her. He shot her foot, really? He did not shoot her
foot. Who told her? Who told him to shoot at all?
Like, he did not shoot.
Don't piss me off.
He did not shoot.
next. Chris Brown versus The Weeknd.
Oh.
The Weeknd.
That's hard.
I'd say The Weeknd.
You said Chris Brown. You said Chris Brown.
Chris Brown has been on the scene for like 20
so
years.
So is The Weeknd. So The Weeknd's been out for a minute though. Like The Weeknd's been making music since we were like five.
His voice pisses me off.
The Weeknd's voice pisses you off?
No, Chris Brown.
So is that's
the,
true.
The Weeknd
like,
was making music as a kid too.
Listen, but everyone knew Chris Brown when he was 12, 13 years old.
That is true.
And he punched
that's kind of.
Say goodbye.
Wow.
I'm still taking it.
If we talk about like music though, like ignoring that. The Weeknd.
I'm still
taking
The Weeknd.
I feel like I would pick The Weeknd personally.
I listen to Chris Brown.
The Weeknd got
I'd
the
say,
Super Bowl,
no,
Chris Brown,
I'd
yeah.
say music-wise, like, who makes the better music, I'd probably say, like, The Weeknd, but I don't know who I like better, because Chris Brown's been making music forever, and he's, like, consistent with it, and his music is good. Like, he has, like, yeah. a song for every mood you could ever be in.
Just like he's boy. Is he chasing
oh.
Gunna versus Lil Baby. We kind of touched on this.
Right. I'll say Gunna because I think he's more versatile. Exactly.
I think Gunna's yeah. better.
Give me one.
I
say Lil Baby. I just like him better.
So you have no argument.
Gunna's too black.
I just like him better.
Next question.
Tyler the Creator versus Frank Ocean.
Frank Ocean.
Tyler the Creator.
Frank
Ocean.
Frank
Okay,
tell me why.
He's just better, bro.
That's why it's not even.
You gawking the hell better, out of those bro. Two albums, Sebastian.
He's just better. Even his Achilles music is just better, bro.
Okay, buddy.
My gosh.
I just feel like Tyler both their music are on like the same quality of like, it's good. And Tyler makes more.
Mm-hmm.
Frank Ocean makes music every 30 years. So. And like that Coachella set, oof. So.
Nah, it was good.
Oof.
I wish I was there.
Well, Bryson's set for his concert is so bad.
The what?
Bryson.
Brent Fayez versus Bryson.
Brent Fayez.
Wasn't Bryson because I love Bryson. But yeah.
I think I know more Bryson songs.
Yeah, I really? Wouldn't be surprised. Google,
you
don't
do not
listen,
listen to Brent, yeah. Brent Fayez. So
that's why I just said Bryson.
Yeah, I listen to Bryson more. So
I said Brent.
That was it.
You guys need to put on to Brent Fires.
I do listen. Especially to you.
I tried listening to that album that Needed was on because I like Needed.
That album is so fire.
Quick, I listened to two songs. I was like, okay, I'll come back.
That album has no maybe like one miss.
Oh.
Maybe.
What's on that album?
That's like my
favorite. I love Brent, but wait, the newest album you dropped?
No, the one with Needed. That's like one of the older ones.
Saunderson?
I'm looking it up.
The yellow one?
The one with like his face.
Saunderson, yeah.
Yeah.
Can we name some songs?
Gang Over Love.
Mm. Oh, that's a good song.
LA is my favorite song. From
there. LA.
Talk to you.
That's a good song.
That's
This first word probably song. I don't know how it goes.
I like that song.
I like the interlude.
It's kind of.
Wait, where is it? Oh, the Saunderson interlude. That sounds good.
Yeah. I wouldn't say that's like his best one.
So we're on a side
debate. We're at 34 minutes right now.
I know I've been away. Don't you like that song?
Finish that.
I've never heard that song.
Are you serious?
No.
Wait, you heard the song. Oh my god.
Yeah, I've heard the way she sung it.
Are we serious?
Wait, that's not on the album.
If you ain't nasty, don't ask me.
That song is so tough.
I've been working. This is the better album that he has, for sure. I would. Ooh, I have to buy this one. Let me look at this little.
I have the
vinyl.
Oh, nah, Fuck the World is a great album.
Now we got these green hoggers. It's okay.
I'm
just gonna. The world, I'm a walking erection.
Last question.
You gotta get a copyrighted. This is our last verse.
$500.
That I didn't write. Kendrick versus J. Cole.
J. Cole.
Really?
I feel like J. Cole. Oh. It's just like digestible music. Like Kendrick makes music for like a certain type of people. Like,
that's true. You know, just because he's beefing with Drake right now, I'm gonna have to go with J. Cole. But like, if it wasn't for the beef,
I think I would say maybe J. Cole.
Ooh,
I feel like J. Cole is like really boring sometimes.
Yeah, that's true.
I feel like both of their music can be like very boring.
Yeah, I'd listen to Drake all over all of them.
I'm gonna sneak one in. Beyonce versus Rihanna.
I don't
listen to something like that.
Beyonce.
Really?
Ew, yeah.
Or did you say that like for serious? Like that was a serious really?
I listen to Beyonce, but like
Rihanna hasn't made music.
Rihanna's halftime show made me like.
I listen to Rihanna. Yeah. But I listen to both.
Beyonce for sure. After that little country album, I might change my answer, but. Oh, God.
Is the album cover like right in the horse?
Yeah. Everything about Beyonce is better. Sort of, sorry.
See Rihanna.
I don't. I love Rihanna's pictures.
Yeah, I thought that would be a little bit more challenging. No.
You the said, whole Renaissance, like that entire area, like, my posture's so bad. I need to fix that.
Did you just fart? So, what about
Adele? Adele? Yes, legend.
Adele's definitely a legend.
I grew up with Adele. So.
She's falling off.
I wish your conscious wasn't like so formal.
But even that 30 album, like, I feel like it definitely didn't do as well as her past one. So it's been a little bit of like a fall off.
It also came out like 4 years ago.
What do you rank Tyler?
The 30? Clearly, that came out like 2 years ago.
It came out like 2020. Yeah.
That was 4 years ago.
That was 4.
We're old.
Golly.
Where do you bring Tyla on this
list? Tyla.
Good. She just looks good.
Good. Oh. Yeah, she's that's good. A. Oh, wow. That's okay. That's like misogynistic. I don't know. That might have been racist, Sebastian. She's.
I can't admire. She just looks good.
What about her music?
Yeah. Her music's decent. I tried listening to that new album. The only song I stopped midway. I only stopped. I like the number. I think it's number one with Thames. That was good.
I didn't listen to that one. I listened to that Safer's Apprentice. Shut up. I listened to that Safer song. That song with Gunna and Skillabang, because you know I'm a real yardie and shit.
God.
That song with Gunna and Skillabang. That one was good. I like that. I like the art song. I like Truth or Dare.
Truth or Dare song.
Her music's good.
You don't like Truth or Dare, Sebastian?
It's all right.
That sounds like a great song. How about Saturn by SZA?
Yes.
That's good.
Something worth saving.
It's great. It's great.
I thought it was just good when I first listened.
And then you were texting me, this song is so good.
Yeah, stuck in my head.
All SZA song.
That's another thing, too. She's like, it takes one listen for me to be like, yep, add it to the playlist. Like, SZA got it like that. Not Summer Walker. I've tried to listen to Summer Walker's little thing.
All right, Summer Walker. For two of this. She looking for
good
superstar.
Yeah, it's like the last album.
Actually, superstar.
She's good. Like, she's kind of underground. She's not underground.
She's not.
Like, that's why. That's what I'm saying. Superstar.
She's not like as, but like when she does drop, like it's like big. Like her Still Over album, like that did like good.
That
like,
was numbers
wise. And like Over It, like that's like an iconic album. Like people love that album.
I feel like Still Over is better than Over It.
I feel like Still Over is better, but I think Over It was more popular.
Over song, it. I don't even know the car. I don't know what the cover looks like. I don't even know.
Over It.
Yeah.
Her like on the phone in all pink. I mean, that's like an iconic.
Like playing games, right?
Yeah, playing games.
Oh, that's the name of this. Is this Sexy Red? No, Rachel.
Wow.
Are we serious? Why she want to be Sexy Red? Man?
Should I make this impressive?
Come through, Brandon. She got a boogie on here for you.
Brandon stepped up.
A boogie.
No, Lord.
He's so bad right now.
He's bad right now. But
in his prime.
In his prime?
He's a superstar.
In his prime, he's good.
I might say super. Quick, that Drowning song was on Top of the World. Be serious.
Yeah.
So, now I'm working like a low key. Okay, that one song. We're
so icy, wonder why she like me. I'm drowning in water. I just wanna keep it in a fountain.
Jungle, Still Think About You.
Jungle, On Top of the World. Still Think About You, On Top of the World. Are we serious?
That's a vibe.
Me, My Guitar.
Timeless, My.
Oh,
Man in the Mirror. Are we serious?
Yeah.
Star Tender. Look back
Star
at it.
Tender. Look back at it. Are we serious?
He was not a superstar. I'm so sorry.
What?
Yeah, maybe a star.
And
maybe
me and my guitar. I don't know.
Yeah, superstar might be pushing it low key. He was a
borderline.
He's a superstar.
Yeah.
I'm biased.
Because like that would be putting A Boogie and SZA on the same tier. That's
in their prime. His new songs are so bad though. Oh my god.
Yeah.
So bad.
That last album, like
the Water bad. Drowning Part 2 song was so bad.
It was so bad.
I didn't even listen. You love A Boogie, Brandon, because I've never heard of that song in my life.
I was going to say someone.
If you could only listen to one artist for the rest of your life, who would it be?
Youngboy. Youngboy, they going to kill.
Yeah, Youngboy.
I think Drake, because he's like.
Diverse.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, he can be like
anyone. That's what we said last time. Yeah. Riley Drake.
I would definitely say Drake, Rihanna.
Beyonce. Drake or Beyonce?
I think Chris.
No, you say Youngboy?
Not Chris Brown. Yeah, maybe Chris Brown.
I don't know if Chris Brown's like.
You don't listen to songs
for every album. Yeah, you know how much albums he has that I could just like go through.
Chris Brown has an album for every single little genre. And on that album, he has a different song every single time.
You think I'm bored of Youngboy?
Can't.
He's also kind of diverse.
Youngboy?
Yeah, he could rap and he could like.
He
either raps or sings. That's it.
Yeah, he has emo music, like Rockstar. Literally called emo rockstar.
I don't want to hear that.
It's actually good.
It's kind of weird.
It's
kind of
so annoying.
Yeah.
Thick ass Louisiana accent. I don't want to hear that.
Some like he had like
Jamaican.
It was something like
bro, everybody gets off on a date.
No, like it was. He has it's unreleased though. It's like Jamaican talk.
I can't imagine Youngboy singing.
Another he made like a remix, but he dropped it for like 5 minutes and deleted it, but it's still good.
Okay, so. Some of the songs were good that you played before, though. A little slow.
Yeah,
I feel like of all artists, I get very tired of Youngboy.
Agreed.
Who? Youngboy.
I'll get tired.
You have.
Quick, did you answer?
Yes, I did.
That's crazy. I couldn't imagine listening to Youngboy for more than like an hour.
His voice changed too since he was younger than he is now.
So his voice did change. Like,
I feel like his voice was deeper when he was younger, personally.
It's the drugs, bro.
It's the weed. It's the.
Nah, he smokes cigs.
And he does lean.
Does he have like STDs?
Yeah, I think he has
herpes. Yeah.
Posture check. That's your goal, by the way.
I don't know.
Guys, posture check.
Oh, shit. Thank you.
Guys, where would you put Lil Yachty on his head? Lil Yachty.
Is that serious?
Yeah.
I hate him.
Really? He's been like.
I'd say good.
No, lately he's been dropping hits. Are we serious? I miss
Old in his prime, like, when he actually rapped.
I would say good.
He's good now.
It's like,
but it's like a better good. Like before, I'd say mid. Now it's like good. Like he makes music with actual like purpose nowadays. So.
Yeah, and it's like it's soft.
It's like more quality.
I take the wall.
Not that. You got that though. But like that was like a joke, and now he dropped like real shit.
That was like a joke. To Poland.
Shout
out to Poland.
Shout out to Poland, guys.
I never understood like what was the thought process like behind that. Like,
it was a little joke before he started dropping.
JJ in his prime, what is he?
Oh good, man, mid. Nah, he was
in his prime.
In his prime,
nah, he has a couple verses.
He's a borderline superstar.
Like that, Brandon. I love Peek songs.
I would say
he's a star.
Like in his prime, bro.
A star.
Yes. Remember when he went to the Big E? I was so mad I couldn't go.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
In his prime, he was like good.
Like when Pop Smoke was still alive and like.
Like he has that pop out song. We pop out at your party.
I hated that song. Oh,
it was
my
everywhere.
God, that song was so
that song
good.
Was good
bad.
That I love freak song. I like that song. Yeah. A lot.
You're an idiot. That's Polo G. We pop out at your party.
Polo G and Lucy.
Oh, it is. Sebastian, shut up.
Oh, what? I was just making an analysis.
I
say you guys should name your top three female rappers because I'm.
I don't listen to female rappers.
Unless you name something. This is your problem. See?
There's only one.
Quake.
Lay Banks.
Lay Banks.
Superstar.
Yeah, sing your song, bro.
No. Superstar.
Can we name some female rappers? And, like,
yeah,
you can say if I think.
Cardi B.
Is BK Rula? What are his names?
BK the Rula.
So
tough.
She made a song with Youngboy too.
Yeah, her music is good. BK the Ruler, SZA, Flo Milli.
Oh, SZA.
Oh, did I say that? I did not mean to say that. I was staring at Brandon, so you know, like, Flo Milli, Megan Thee Stallion, Nicki Minaj. Cardi B.
I used to love Cardi B, but
Cardi B makes it not anymore. Ice Spice, if you want to count that girl. Sexy Red.
I think my top three. It'd be kind of hard. There's only one.
Quick,
Nicki, right?
Get your head out of Nicki Minaj's ass.
Probably Nicki, Sexy Red, Ice Spice.
Ice Spice is.
You are such like a hater. It's crazy. The fact that you know what.
The fact that who else would be in there? Oh, Doja Cat, if you count.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, Doja and her prom. What are your thoughts on this song, Sebastian?
She put me on to like this song and
Brady,
so
wait,
sick.
Like
he
that?
Likes it.
And
I like the beat. I'm not gonna lie, I like the beat. I guess you wanted me to hop on a remix. I'd hop on a remix. Okay, Brandon, you better get it copyrighted, bro.
What does she at? Natalie Lados.
I have, huh?
Oh wait, this is another Nardo Wick.
Oh, he's good. He needs to drop again, bro.
I don't think he ever did.
No,
he never hit slow.
He was a superstar, but if he dropped more, he'd be a superstar.
Yeah, if he dropped more, I think.
Who Wants Smoke was like a hit. That was like a big song.
He just dropped a song like recently. It was so
There's
good.
Something about you, girl.
That was right. Not
that one.
Hey, JJ Finch. There's
something about my.
Anyways, that was a joke. I have like one last question for our musical artist.
Beyonce.
How has playing? How has playing an instrument changed the way you listen to music?
Like I said, like last time, it's just I appreciate music more, like different genres and stuff, like. I never would have saw like myself listening to some rock music. I only like the guitar. Like they just be spazzing on that, bro. Like it's just tough.
Amina.
Yeah, like Seba said, I would agree with that. Plus, like I think about how I could play it, and that makes me listen to it more, enjoy it more.
So, yeah. Like I don't know. When I listen to like a new song and I hear a guitar and I want to learn it, then it makes me like the song more too. So
makes me appreciate the song more too.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with that. Like, I be, like, listening to, like, the production and, like, the beats and, like, how, like, the song's, like, made up. Like, I'll be, like, they put drums there, like, this sample, blah, blah, blah.
I don't know. I feel like when I hear a song with, like, piano in it, I think of, like, the chords and, like, how I can play the song, you know? It's kind of how I think.
What is the worst song you guys think you ever heard?
It was a Roddy Ricch song.
What? The Lay Bang song?
No. That sexy red.
Oh, there's something about you, girl.
I'd say any Lil Durk song.
I'd probably say any Cardi B song. I'm being fully honest.
Quiggle, be fucking serious. Cardi B and Ice Spice be talking about the same. Are we serious?
I mean,
Quiggle, be so serious.
Ice Spice is at least attractive, one. To Ice Spice.
What the fuck? With anything.
I like Ice Spice's voice. Like, I can listen to her voice, like, at the ASMR. Like,
what's the worst song I've ever heard?
That was the most BSL take I've ever heard in my entire life. They rap about the same shit, and you just think Ice Spice is pretty.
One, Cardi doesn't like, rap her lyrics, so she...
Okay, either way, I'd rather... Quiggle, what? You just like one because one looks better than the other, and you're biased against the other one because you suck the shit. Nicki Minaj. That's the only reason why. If
I mean,
you
I've never listened to Cardi B, even before they sound like it.
That's fucking outstanding. How the fuck listen to Ice Spice?
But yeah, that's how I appreciate music when I play guitar. playing guitar is very fun.
It might be a YoungBoy song. I don't know what it's called.
Wow.
No, I'm not even joking. No,
I'm not going. You want to, bro? There was like a really, really. It wasn't even YoungBoy though. It was just some feature. It was so bad. Like, I almost threw my.
That's definitely something I heard on the radio.
Bro, I'm trying to think.
Oh, I didn't even answer my question though. Just to counteract Gary's, I'd probably say thank you. The song is brief.
Sorry.
It's
looking catchy.
Trying to think.
Or that Munch. That catchy.
What's that song? Last catchy year,
probably.
What?
Probably
an
about What's that?
Yeah, that song.
What?
Pound Town? Brandon, yeah, that's a classic.
That song. No, I
hate
that
Pound Town?
Yeah, I don't like it. It's catchy, I won't lie, but I hate that song.
Brandon, that's like a classic. Crazy. I feel like that's a modern classic. As a song. Like, anybody... Thanks so much. You play that song, everybody knows what's going on.
That's like a hit. Like, I had a problem when that plays.
It just makes me cringe, though.
Man, that's racist.
It's like funny,
that's
though.
That's not racist.
Yeah.
I'm
Googling questions.
Oh, you want to do more questions?
51?
We're at 51 right now.
That's good.
What's one song that if it was to play, you would automatically dance to?
Pound Town. Not Work by Rihanna.
Oh, God, please.
It's not Michael Jackson song.
Literally,
you would dance to that?
Michael Jackson.
If they played Smooth Criminal, you're going to like bust a move?
No, not that song.
I don't think.
I don't know.
Are you going to prom?
Any like TikTok song?
Yeah, it's in my slipping.
Oh, nah, I got Lay Bang, they play that shit.
Some, any TikTok song.
You so play that Lay Bang song?
Oh, yeah.
Lay Bangs.
Lay Bangs. What's that sound like?
Bro, I love Lay Bangs.
What'd I say? Oh, Soak City?
Yeah.
Nah.
That's, mine, which one is that?
It's a
love.
That's a banger.
Mine would definitely be Work, though.
What can I say?
Sub City.
It starts working.
Pound Town, just left Pound Town. I mean, you got more questions or?
Trying to look. Can you sing?
No,
no.
Can I? Only when Love Plays by Keisha Cole. Or, yeah.
I think I can sing.
It depends.
You can't sing.
Yeah, you have great vocals.
Yeah, I never heard you sing that. I
never heard him sing.
You never heard? That's surprising. I sing all the time. I rap.
Do you like any foreign music?
Oh, I was gonna ask a question about that because I like my little reggaeton. I love my my little
Jamaican music. Sometimes.
I like my my little bit of music.
My little dancehall.
Bumbaclat.
I listen to Afrobeats.
Honda Black.
I used to listen to Spanish music.
Oh my god, Spanish music.
I'm actually so sick of it. I'm sick of the same beat all the time.
Yeah. I don't mean to be like
what? That's racist. That's racist. Oh, I thought you were saying something else, bro.
They got different, like, subcategories. They got, like, Dabao. They got the, like...
Reggaeton.
Yeah, reggaeton. You got your Bad Bunny, your Anuel Dubé.
Oh, my God.
You just made yourself. Raul Alejandro. You got,
And I love you more than my life.
I listen to Mexican music, like, the guitar, baby spazzing.
And then you got Afrobeats,
bro, the way it's Mexican, like...
No, it's actually crazy. I don't know how to do it. Like, they...
There'd be, like, eight strings on the... That's crazy.
Afrobeats been taking over the world, too.
That's true. Truth or dare? Is it true you care?
Shut up. It was very nice of you guys to join us. Stay tuned for the next episode, guys. Let us know your top three songs at the moment. In the comments down below, make sure you like, subscribe, Tech HQ out.